Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. We're celebrating our 666th show this week, which is week 130, if you're keeping score at home. And I'm not going to lie, a little behind the scenes real quick. Sometimes it's hard to come up with ideas for shows for a week. It really is. So with it being 666, we are looking at the devil and demons and things like that. But we're doing so in a lighthearted way, having fun with it, nothing too serious. I'm not telling you, you know, what to do or anything. It's just, hey, look at these devils in video games and movies and comics and all sorts of stuff. It started yesterday when we looked at the devil in video games. And not gonna lie, I went and played some Doom after I recorded that show just because I was inspired, I guess is the word. And so I went and blew up some demons, and it was a lot of fun. And today, we're going to look at some of the best devils and demons in TV and movies. We established yesterday that because demons and the devil are so open for interpretation, we've seen a lot of different versions of them. Well, for as many as we've seen in video games, we've seen probably 10 times as many in movies. You know, you have your more comedic takes. I don't know, I kind of put Jack Nicholson's Witches of Eastwick a little more on the funny side when you look at stuff like that. You have the devil, or Satan, in South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. That was a lot of fun seeing Trey Parker, or hearing Trey Parker voice that. David Warner in Time Bandits, Tom Waltz in Dr. Parnassus. There's been some really good ones. One of my favorite, though, as far as comedic representation of the devil, has got to be Peter Cook and Elizabeth Hurley in Bedazzled, respectively. You know, they were in two different ones. But the Elizabeth Hurley version, especially, you know, I came out when I think I was a senior in high school, maybe freshman in college, somewhere in that area. And it's really funny, like seeing Brendan Fraser deal with this devil, this beautiful, beautiful woman who just wants to wreck his soul and just for fun. You know, she just really doesn't care, just wants to make his life miserable. And it's just really enjoyable. And seeing Peter Cook do it to Dudley Moore back in 67 is just as much fun and just as good. And you should definitely watch it. Little Nicky was, I know Adam Sandler has hits and misses and people that love him and people that hate him, but if you look at just the talent in Little Nicky, I mean, whether it be Harvey Keitel or Rodney Dangerfield, they're amazing, and funny and delightful. And even Adam Sandler himself, while, you know, I don't think it's his best role, it definitely has its warrants. And then our source of our picture for today's show is Tom Kane from the Powerpuff Girls. When it was he was him and everything. It's such an interesting take on the character that you know, no matter if you're talking great TV villains or interpretations of the devil or whatever, you have to talk about him, because the way they edited the voice and the lines, dialogue, it was just, as much as it was a cute, fun show, he was really creepy at times. It's. And another great one, you know, as much as, oh, this one's hard. Like, almost, I can make an argument for this as a number one spot for comedic ones, is George Burns in Oh God, You Devil in 1984. That was a really, it's George Burns, you know, he's great, absolutely great. And seeing him be God and the devil and everything is really great. You know, then you have some other ones who kind of are weirdly in the middle. You know, they're not funny, but they're not scary. I mean, they can be one or the other at times, but definitely walk that line of who the devil is and stuff. Whether it's Lucifer on... Well, no, it's on Netflix now, isn't it? I know Fox canceled it. I'm pretty sure Netflix picked it up. You know, on that show, we see Lucifer decide, hey, I'm going to go up and go to L.A. and open a bar and do my thing and everything. And Tom Ellis just brings a charm that, you know, is something you see a lot of versions of the devil have, that you kind of like the guy. And you'll be watching it and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I like this guy. And then he does something to remind you, no, he is Lucifer. And you're not really supposed to like him all that much. Kind of in the same vein as Dave Grohl in Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny. Which, I mean, first off, you have to love Dave Grohl in everything. Because he's Dave Grohl and he's awesome and he's amazing. But seeing him be this crazy drum playing guitar solo, wailing, singing devil to fight Jack Black and Kyle Gass is insanity at its finest. You know, it really is something that has to be seen to be believed. But, you know, you also have your creepy devils, like the ones that crawl under your skin and just still give you the hibby-jibbies. And some of them are from some of the best actors of all time. You know, Robert De Niro in Angel Heart. Him and Mickey Rourke in there are crazy. I feel like that movie doesn't get the love it deserves because Robert De Niro has so many phenomenal movies that it's, yeah. But then if you go, I say his counterpart because they're always compared, including right now, Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocate. That movie gets a lot of love because of Keanu Reeves. So, because everyone's like, oh, Keanu Reeves. It's like, oh, wait, Al Pacino is in it. And there's the one scene in the movie with the fire all behind him and everything. And you're just like, yeah, this is a really creepy guy. This is the devil. He's been doing wrong this whole time. And I'm done with this. Yeah. And it does really, really cool. Childhood devil, Tim Curry in Legend. I mean, Tim Curry is one of those amazing, amazingly gifted actors that can be funny or scary or serious. And with Legend, you know, he brought it. And it was creepy and intense and absolutely insane. And I mean, definitely scars you as a kid. You know, it's an image that I know a lot of my friends, people my age, when you think of the devil, Tim Curry from Legend, that's what pops in your head. And that's how, just how it is, because he does such a phenomenal job in there. Peter Stormare in Constantine, another Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves likes to make movies with the devil, apparently. I don't know why, I don't know what it is, but when he shows up at the end, it's very much icing on the cake. And you're just like, oh, wow, this guy really brings it all together. And again, you have a case where Satan kind of saves the day and you kind of want to root for him, but not really, because he again does something and be like, oh, wait, no, I'm still punishing you and I'm still the devil. And it's really, really crazy. Some of the creepier ones, I think, are ironically in two like super religious movies, and then one Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, But if you look at like the Passion of the Christ, Rosalinda Celentano, she, something about her in that movie, it just, like we said, gets under your skin and makes you just not okay. It's, oh yeah, she just has that look in her eyes that, again, on one hand you're like, wow, this is really interesting and, you know, thought-provoking and everything, but oh my gosh, it's really creepy and I need to go take a shower after this. And then if you look at Scorsese's Last Temptation of the Christ, you know, you get a bunch of different versions of Satan in that movie, both just in voice and as actual actors. And Juliet Carton, who is the little girl in the movie when Willem Dafoe first goes to the desert, that whole exchange is, yeah, just watch it. Really, a lot of these movies, I can't do justice to how weird the scenes and things are. Another one is Gabriel Byrne in End of Days. You know, you get Arnold Schwarzenegger being Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he uses the power of God to take down Gabriel Byrne, who is like the embodiment of Wall Street, essentially. And for it to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, there are some surprisingly dark moments in it, you know. And most of that is because of Byrne, and it's really good. You know, there's a few other ones. If you go back to, like, older movies, Conrad Veidt in Satan from 1920, give you the creeps. And then you also have Emil Jannings in Faust from 1926. A little more recent, I guess, all things considered, a little more recent, Lon Chaney Jr. in the 61 classic The Devil's Messenger. All three of those, you know, if you want to look at classic creepy representations of Satan, that's where it's at. And I think what all this really shows is, if you have a good actor, whether it be comedic or scary or drama or whatever it is, you know, Satan is a character that, because, not only because of the blank slate, but also the depth of the character, you know, you can put any pair of eyes on it, but it's what's behind those eyes that gives some great performances. And, you know, these dozen or so that we've named are the tip of the top, in my opinion, and I think kind of represent the best of every aspect of it. But let us know, what was your favorite portrayal? Like I said, I gotta go with the comedic ones usually. That's kind of where I go. But you can let us know here in the comments below on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Respond to all of those. Enjoy talking to everybody. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. That way you get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics and this show, of course. So many, many great things. But other than that, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.